Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, if that music doesn't get you excited for this weekend's Academy Awards, then you're probably listening to the wrong show. I am Travis Hobson of the Punch Drunk Critics, and this is Cinema Royale, and I'm here to do what I do every year at this time, and that is to predict the Academy Award winners. Yes, I'm here to do it again, even though it seems like every year I do it, I get worse and worse at it. But that's fine. That's okay. We're going to do better this year. So I'm going to break down the categories that I actually give a crap about, because I don't give a crap about all the awards. In fact, most of them I don't at all. But I'll at least give you my choices for the ones that I think are worth talking about. But before I do that, because we don't have a lot of time, I'm not going to stretch this thing out. But and usually I write these things out like every year on punchdrunkcritics.com. But I figured, why not just do it on the show? It'd be faster and people can hear me and hear my confidence when I'm proven wrong the very next day. But before I do all that, if you're in the D.C. area and you're looking for some place to watch the Oscars with like-minded cinephiles, you can always come to the Arlington Cinema and Draft House that night. I'll be there along with my pal Tim Gordon, who's a fellow host here on Critical, the Movie Critics Network. He hosts Keeping It Real with Film Gordon. We'll be there co-hosting the DC Film Society's Oscar Night Party. We do this every year. It's always a fun event. We have prizes. We have a silent auction. We have all sorts of stuff. There's a food, there's drinks, lots of drinks, and we're going to need them all for that 5-6 hour marathon. Yeah, we are going to need them. So we're going to be there for that, and you can join us. Just go to dcfilmsociety.org and get yourself a ticket. I believe doors open at 6 or 6:30. Show kicks off at 7 with all the red carpet stuff. We can sit there and judge people's clothes. Not that I'm one to judge. My closet is full of T-shirts with superheroes on them. But that night I'll be in a suit, darn it. So, yeah, come out and join us. It'll be fun. It's dcfilmsociety.org. Buy yourself a ticket and join us. It should be a lot of fun. And you can come and talk to me because I need the attention. Anyway, let's get started. Let's get started on this thing. Let's do it right now with the first category that I have, and that is Best Foreign Language Film. The nominees are Land of Mine from Denmark, A Man Called Ove from Sweden, The Salesman from Iran, Tana from Australia, and Tony Erdmann from Germany. This one to me has been in the bag for Tony Erdmann for months. I still think it's going to come out on top and win, but I have to admit, the recent controversy with director Asghar Farhadi, the salesman, who has made it clear that he's not going to be attending the Oscars because of our idiot president's Muslim ban, I think that may have earned him some votes. So I will not be surprised if The Salesman wins. And frankly, I think The Salesman is a better movie than Tony Erdmann, although I think both are very good. I think The Salesman's a better movie and Farhadi's a better director. So I would like to see The Salesman come out on top. Now, The film that should have been in this category is Elle with Isabelle Huppert, but it was not allowed in for whatever reason. I can't remember what the reasons were, but it's stupid. So I'm going to go with Tony Erdmann to win Best Foreign Language Film. That sounds right to me, but I would not be surprised if The Salesman takes it. All right, let's move on to Best Animated Feature. I love this category. This is one of my favorite categories every year. The contenders are Kubo and the Two Strings, Moana, My Life as a Zucchini, The Red Turtle, and Zootopia. And let's hear a clip from the film that I think is going to come out on top.
Hey, Carrots, you're going to wake the baby. I got to get to work.
This is important, sir. I think your $10 worth of popsicles can wait.
Huh. I make $200 a day, Fluff. 365 days a year since I was 12. And time is money. Hop along.
Please, just look at the picture. You sold Mr. Otterton that popsicle, right? Do you know him?
I know everybody. And I also know that somewhere there's a toy store missing a stuffed animal. So why don't you get back to your box?
Fine. Then we'll have to do this the hard way.
Did you just boot my stroller?
Nicholas Wilde, you are under arrest.
For what? Hurting your feelings?
Felony tax evasion. Yeah, $200 a day, 365 days a year. Since you were 12, that's 2 decades of times 20, which is 1,460,000, I think. I mean, I am just a dumb bunny, but we are good at multiplying.
That is a clip from Disney's Zootopia, which I think made about $1 billion this year. It's an amazing, amazing response to this movie. And for a film that I remember thinking, this is going to be one of Disney's throwaway films. And it actually turned out to be what I think is the best movie of the year, the best animated movie of the year. It's got a great message about race and getting along. And it's one of those films that came out at just the right time, because boy, do we need that movie at that particular time. Zootopia is a lot of fun. It's really smart. And I think it's going to win. Now, I would not be surprised. And I would kind of hope that Kubo and the Two Strings pulls ahead of it, just because I'm such a big fan of Laika and the work they do, and I want to see them honored for it, because I'm afraid at this point that they're going to keep making great movies that nobody sees, which scares me, because we need them around. So I would be happy if they won for Kubo and the Two Strings as well. I would also be pleased if the Red Turtle won, which is a tremendous movie. It's my dark horse pick. No dialogue in that one. It's about a man who's shipwrecked on a deserted island and makes an amazing discovery when a giant turtle becomes a woman. It's a great film. It's very deep, lots of really heavy themes to consider. It's not a fun movie, but it's one of those movies that makes you think and it kind of sticks with you. So The Red Turtle is a good one as well. But I'm going to go with Zootopia as the movie that I think is going to come out on top. Let's move on to, Best Adapted Screenplay. The contenders are Arrival by Eric Heisserer, Fences from August Wilson, the great August Wilson, Hidden Figures from Allison Schrader and Theodore Melfi, Lion from Luke Davies, and Moonlight from Barry Jenkins and Terrell Alvin McCraney. I think that Moonlight is going to safely take this one. Now, Moonlight was originally going to be in the original screenplay category, but it got moved to adapted. I can't remember the exact reason why, but Moonlight is clearly the front runner now after being moved. If it had stayed in original, I'm not so sure it would be, but here in adapted, it's clearly the front runner. I would have liked to have seen Indignation in this category too, but it's not going to make it. So Moonlight should take this one. I feel like Moonlight is a movie that's a sleeper to do really well, or it could get wiped out. But I think that no matter what, it's going to do really well here, and it's going to take this one no matter what the situation. So let's move on to Best Original Screenplay. And the contenders are Hell or High Water from Taylor Sheridan, my favorite writer right now. La La Land from Damien Chazelle. The Lobster from Yorgos Lanthimos and Efthymios Philippou. Manchester by the Sea by Kenneth Lonergan, and 20th Century Women by Mike Mills. It's an interesting category, only in the sense that it's going to be one of those that gets swept up in the La La Land hurricane. La La Land is going to take this one for Best Original Screenplay. In what is probably going to be a huge night for the Hollywood musical. I think it's going to take possibly double digits amount of wins. It's a possibility. I would love to see Taylor Sheridan, Taylor Highwater win this, because I think that is the crispest, most unpretentious screenplay of them all. It is fantastic. Taylor Highwater is an amazing movie. I wish it had a better chance, but I'm happy that it's a contender for so many awards as it is. And Dark Horse, you know, probably Manchester by the Sea, just because that movie has a lot of acclaim as well. But I think that this is one that La La Land easily takes. All right, moving on. Let's get to the acting categories. Now we're getting to the big boys. And let's start with Best Supporting Actor. The nominees are Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, Jeff Bridges for Hell or High Water, Lucas Hedges for Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel for Lion, and Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals. Let's hear a clip from the movie that I think, the performance that I think is going to win.
I've been here a long time. And I'm from Cuba. A lot of black folks in Cuba. You wouldn't know that from being here, though. I was a wild little shorty, man. Just like you. Run around with no shoes on, the moon was out. This one time, I run by this old lady. I was running, hollering, cutting a fool, boy. This old lady, she stopped me. She said, running around, catching a boy that light. In moonlight, black boys look blue. You blue. That's what I gonna call you. Blue.
They all name Blue?
Nah. At some point, you gotta decide for yourself who you gonna be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
All right, that's a clip from Moonlight. That is Mahershala Ali, who gives, I think, the most sensitive and moving portrayal of anybody this year in a movie that he's actually not in all that long, but his presence is felt throughout. Even as it moves on into different eras, you still feel the weight of Mahershala Ali's performance and early on in the film. And that is a rare feat, my friends. That is not something that can easily be done. I think this is one of the – there are maybe two sure things this year in the Oscars, and this is one of them. Now, I could probably make a case for Dev Patel to kind of be sneaking up on Ali a little bit, especially after he won at the BAFTAs recently. But I don't think there's enough momentum there to overtake Ali. I just don't. And he's been acclaimed for months now, and I think it's going to stay that way. All right, moving on to Best Supporting Actress. And the nominees are Viola Davis for Fences, Naomi Harris for Moonlight, Nicole Kidman for Lion, Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures, and Michelle Williams for Manchester by the Sea. Let's hear a clip from the performance that I think is going to take it.
I'm not talking about no baseball.
You're not listening to me. I'm trying to explain it to you the best way I know how. It's not easy for me to admit that I've been standing in the same place for 18 years.
Well, I've been standing with you. I've been right here with you, Troy. I got a life, too. I get 18 years of my life to stand in the same spot as you. Don't you think I ever wanted other things? Don't you think I had dreams and hopes? What about my life? What about me?
Somebody get that woman a tissue. Every time I hear that scene, I always think, what about me? What about Raven? That's a wrestling thing, sorry. That's Viola Davis for Fences. She is absolutely magnetic in that scene. She is straight fire in that scene opposite Denzel Washington. She gives it to him with both barrels. I don't know how she does it. I hope they shot that scene once, because I can't imagine anybody having the emotional strength to do it twice. She is fantastic in Fences. I think this is the other sure thing. And there's not even anybody who's close. Nobody. Not Michelle Williams, not Octavia Spencer, not Nicole Kidman, not Naomi Harris. Nobody. Nobody's even close. So we're just going to move on from that one, because it's definitely going to Viola. All right. Moving on. Best actor. Going to the big boys now. Nominees are Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Andrew Garfield for Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling for La La Land, Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, and Denzel Washington for Fences. Let's hear a clip from the performance that I think is going to come out on top.
We're not going to be here that much longer.
I'm not moving to Boston, Uncle Lee.
No, I don't want to talk about that right now.
You said he left you money so you could move.
Yeah, that doesn't
mean... Anyway, what's in Boston? You're a janitor.
So what?
You could do that anywhere. There's plenty of toilets and clogged up drains all over town.
I don't want to.
All my friends are here. I'm on the hockey team. I'm on the basketball team. I gotta maintain our boat now.
You can't.
I work on George's boat 2 days a week. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor in Quincy. What the hell do you care where you live?
Probably could have given that scene to Lucas Hedges. But then again, the hard thing about Manchester by the Sea is that Casey Affleck, who is the one I think is going to win here for Best Actor, doesn't get a lot of monologues in Manchester by the Sea. He's a very closed-mouthed individual, so it's tough to find a really good scene for him that where he gets to go uninterrupted. But he's going to win this one. I would prefer to see Denzel Washington win for Fences, because I think he is superior in a movie that is even tougher to navigate than Manchester by the Sea was. And that's not a slight on Casey Affleck. Casey Affleck is tremendous also. He deserves it. I'm still a little salty about Nate Parker and the whole thing, because him and Casey Affleck ain't that far apart in the issues they've had. But whatever, that's not a factor here. This one's going to go to Casey Affleck. I'd like to see Denzel Washington take it. There's this small, tiny part of me that thinks... hopes Viggo Mortensen slides in there, because I love him in Captain Fantastic, but I don't think enough people saw that movie, and I don't think it has high enough esteem in the minds of voters to really be a contender. And Ryan Gosling, no matter what, I think that movie has always felt like it was – La La Land has always felt like Emma Stone's film, not his. So I think this one's going to go to Casey Affleck. Let's move on to Best Actress, and the nominees are Isabelle Huppert for Elle, Ruth Negga for Loving, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, and Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins. This one might come as a little bit of a surprise to you, but here's a clip from the performance that I think is going to win.
You'll have to share something personal eventually. People won't stop asking until you do.
And if I don't, they'll interpret my silence however they want. Her brow furrows. Her lips are drawn. She holds back her tears, but she can't hide her anger.
Most writers want to be famous.
You want to be famous?
No, I am fine as I am, thank you.
You should prepare yourself. This article will bring you a great deal of attention.
Oh, in that case, any advice for me?
Yes. Don't marry the president. Are you afraid I'm about to cry again?
No, I say you're more likely to scream.
Scream what?
My husband was a great man.
That is Natalie Portman in Jackie, where she plays Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Okay, lots to say about this category, and I'll try to keep it as brief as I can. First of all, it's a disgrace that Amy Adams isn't in this category for Arrival. She gave one of the three or four best performances I saw all year. She is great in that movie and one of the best movies of the year. How Arrival managed to get, what, 8 nominations and not one of them is for Best Actress is a crime. I don't understand it. Now, Natalie Portman here gave one of those performances that I think that was one of the few that had me, left me kind of slack-jawed, like where I was like, wow, from the moment she began. I saw this a couple of months early at the Middleburg Film Festival, and I was blown away by her. And I've always felt since then that she has been the best, the top pick. Now, I'm going to say that I have a feeling that Emma Stone is going to end up winning this for La La Land, because the momentum is clearly behind Emma Stone right now. Very clearly behind Emma Stone. Jackie has lost a lot of its shine lately. The movie didn't do great at the box office. It kind of came and went, whereas La La Land has been very much in everybody's minds and in the very much in the conversation for weeks. So I have a feeling that Emma Stone is going to take this, but I'm going to put my money on Jackie, on Natalie Portman. This might be one of those picks I end up regretting on Sunday night, where I'm like, yeah, darn it. Now, I don't understand why Ruth Negga is in the category. I think she's really good in Loving. Should be Amy Adams in there. I also don't understand why Meryl Streep is in there for Florence Foster Jenkins, a forgettable movie that, you know, they had to re-release because people forgot about it. I also love Isabelle Huppert. She was the other performance that I saw that made me say, wow. She's incredible in Elle. And talk about a challenging role, one that was guaranteed to bring controversy. It was Elle. So I would love to see Isabelle Huppert win. She's had a victory or two along the way on the circuit. So it's possible. So maybe if Emma Stone and Natalie Portman split enough votes, Elle can sneak in. Isabelle Huppert can sneak in there and take it. But I have a feeling this is going to be Emma Stone's to win, even though I think Jackie is who I'm going to go with as the pick. Get it? Yeah. Okay, good. All right. And moving on to the final two, Best Director and Best Picture. Best Director, the nominees are Denis Villeneuve for Arrival, Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge, Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea, Barry Jenkins for Moonlight. This is a tough one. I think that Damien Chazelle is going to take it as part of what will be a historic night for La La Land. He'll be the youngest director to ever win Best Director. I believe he's going to win it. Now, Barry Jenkins certainly deserves it. I think there's a chance Jenkins could take it. If the Academy feels they want to reward Moonlight, we could see them do something of a split here. We could see Jenkins take Best Director, and it would be, I don't think anybody would complain. So I'm going to go with Chazelle, but I'm taking out a flyer on Barry Jenkins also for Best Director. All right. Now let's get to the finale. Best Picture. And the Best Picture nominees are Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. I think you know what my pick is going to be, but here's a clip anyway.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
I want you to know you're looking at a new man.
Good.
Man that's happy to be here.
Excellent.
Very easy to work with, man.
Okay. And you're going to play the set list.
Happy to. Even though I don't think anyone cares what I play, but
yeah. Well, if by anyone you mean anyone other than me, that would be correct. I care, and I don't want to hear the free jazz.
Right. Okay. Although I thought in this town it worked on a sort of one for you, one for me type system. How about two for you, one for me? How about all for you and none for me?
That's perfect, yes.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, mutual decision then.
Right. Made by me.
Right. And I sign off on it, so.
Whatever. Tell yourself what you want to know.
Well, welcome back.
There's a nice way to say that, Karen.
and that is La La Land, featuring Ryan Gosling and J.K. Simmons right there. Well, look, La La Land is going to win a lot of awards on Sunday. So if this is a movie that you hate, this might be a long night for you. You might want to go do something else. But La La Land is going to take it. Like I said earlier, I feel like there's a possibility of a split where La La Land takes Best Picture and Barry Jenkins gets Best Director, but I don't think that's actually what's going to happen. I do think it's going to be La La Land that wins, and Chazelle will take Best Director also. Now, there's a lot of sleepers here. A lot of sleepers. I think Hidden Figures is probably the popular pick. That movie has hit theaters and has been riding a steady wave ever since. If there was a populist choice, it would be Hidden Figures. Now, I don't think that movie is worthy of even being nominated for Best Picture, but it's there, and the people love it. It's done great at the box office. Like I said, if there was a populist choice, it would be Hidden Figures. But it's not up to this isn't the People's Choice Awards. This is the Academy Awards, and the Academy is going to go with the movie that honors Hollywood, because that's what Hollywood always does. Hollywood goes with a movie that pays tribute to Hollywood. If you made a movie about Travis Hobson and I were a voter, I would vote for the movie about Travis Hobson to win. But hey, I mean, that makes all the sense in the world to me. So I'm going with La La Land to win in what is going to be an epic night for Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, and Damon Chazelle. You're going to see a lot of them that night. Wow, you're going to see a lot. You're going to be sick of them. You're going to be so sick of them. You're gonna be so sick of La La Land winning, you'll be tired of winning, or whatever that Donald Trump thing was that he said. All right. Anyways, those are my choices. You know, we'll reexamine them maybe the next day or the next episode of Cinema Royale to follow the awards. We'll look at just how badly I did. Now I've got to be on WBAL Morning News on Thursday to kind of do a postmortem on my picks. So I'll be embarrassed there on a more national level. So if you want to tune in to WBAO Morning News, it'll be this upcoming Thursday, probably around 8 o'clock. You can tune in and listen to me and see how badly I did. But if you want to watch me be awful live and in person, come to the Arlington Cinema and Draft House on Sunday night, about 6:30. For the DC Film Society's Oscar Night Party. You can join me and Tim Gordon, and we'll be your hosts through the night's festivities, all right? This has been a special episode of Cinema Royale where I made my 2017 Oscar picks. I will be back with another show tomorrow, actually, a regular episode of Cinema Royale, so be sure to tune in for that, and be sure to follow all of us on Critical, the Movie Critics Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks a lot. I will talk to you guys soon. Goodbye.